Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Build Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. I was fully prepared to move on to another topic here, which we will eventually, but then this call that I see up on the board is just too interesting for me to keep him on hold and just gloss over for a number of reasons. I mean, one, the name that's on there, the place that he's calling from, and then the subject line. So we've been talking about the Tigers assistant GM, penis pics, Snapchat, fired. It's something that people do. We've seen it around here with Brett Favre and then Jared Porter, the Mets GM back in the day. Don't know why. Seems pretty stupid. It's going to get you fired.
I'm thinking a lot of people do this. I think a lot.
All right, but let's make the distinction, though. Do it to people who don't want it, or do it to the people they're in relationships with?
I think it, obviously the relationship one. I definitely think it's, that happens all the time.
Yeah,
but I would say that the other one happens a lot too.
Well, that's unfortunate because I can't imagine being someone who's getting unsolicited genitalia.
But it's not just
pictures.
Women who probably get those pictures. I'm sure that men. I'm sure within the gay community that this happens.
You're sure within the gay community this happens?
I would imagine.
Okay. All right. 888-801-119.
Gay.
Yeah, I would.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I
remember when you bought your leather pants?
Yes.
Do you remember that experience?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
All right, so it's an experience.
It was, certainly. Yep. Christopher Street.
Yeah.
That was those boys were fun in there, those guys.
They were great.
Yeah.
I mean, those pants were tight.
Whew. All right, so as I mentioned, the caller here. So this is Boomer in Nassau County. This is what we're going with here. Boomer in Nassau County is on the Fan. Hello, Boomer.
Hey, good morning. How we doing, guys?
Good, Boomer. What's up?
Nothing much. So I'm on this topic. I'm a dean at a high school in Queens, and we deal with discipline of children, things of that nature. And during the end of the marking period, a couple of teachers reached out to the parents of a particular student, and let them know that his son's not doing too well in class, and they got a couple pictures back of an anaconda. And from multiple angles. And no words. That's just the response.
Now, wow. All right, so now knowing who the parents are, or the kid in this case, do you think it came from them, or do you think they lifted something off of the internet and sent it?
From the multiple angles of the same anaconda, I believe it's the same picture.
Wow. So what did you do from there?
So luckily, I didn't have to handle it. Someone else did, but it was we were discussing, well, do we call this phone number? And confirm? Do we ask if you're really the father of the child? Because there are times you might have the wrong number.
Yeah.
So we called and left a voicemail, but we didn't get a phone call back yet.
All right. So, but you believe that this picture was in reaction to the bad news that you were giving to the parents of this one kid?
Quite potentially.
All right. I mean, it is. All right. So you don't like.
Definitely unsolicited, not wanted.
Okay. So, but you don't like get the authorities involved in something like this because it's a school situation, the dean of students. Like, it doesn't go that far, does it?
No, there's no proof that, you know, it's. There's so many times we have wrong numbers. And since we haven't spoken to said adults regarding it. We sort of just, you know, went on with our days. All of us are scarred.
Are you a,
how many people wanted to look at the picture and the size of this anaconda as you are describing it?
Not many. It was, you know, bit of a scare. Some people not realizing what they're about to look at.
Are you a married guy, Boomer?
I am.
Did you show your wife?
I definitely did not show my wife. Well, I didn't get it, so I don't have it on my phone. Thank God.
Oh, okay, all right. You saw it, so but you don't have it on your phone. Right,
I mean, everybody on this planet has a photo of an anaconda. I guarantee you, because of that guy Wood.
Yes.
An unfortunate guy that passed away.
Yes.
And everybody has a photo of that guy somewhere,
or have seen it.
Yes.
And could find it.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, he was the most popular thing that was happening during COVID. Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, it was incredible. That's actually how I initially found Shinesty, was when I was looking, when they said we had to wear masks in here, and I was looking for a mask, and I found a mask with him on it, and I bought it, and it was shiny. It was off of Shinesty's website.
I mean, that is kind of weird that you bought a mask with Wood on it.
Well, yeah, no, I thought it was hilarious because it was everything coming together. You're making me wear a mask, right?
Yeah.
This guy's everywhere during COVID. It's not perfect.
Yeah, but I think that would be a little off-putting and unsettling for some women in your life.
It was just his face.
Oh, it was just his face.
It was just his face.
But well, then you're going half-assed.
Everybody knew what it was.
The whole thing and do it or don't.
Now all of a sudden you're on the other side of it. No, I mean, I just thought it was great. It was a great introduction to their brand. And now I exclusively wear their ball hammock pouch underwear and their heel hammock socks. It's a great company. But yeah, that is one hell of a flex by that parent if that's what happened there, unless it was the wrong number. Like, okay, you're telling me my kid's not doing a good job. Here's the Schween. That's what I think about this.
Why would the parents send the Schween to the teachers when... I'm assuming his kid is failing in school.
I mean, you try to put these things in some sort of logical box, like apple tree. Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Right. There's no logical explanation for that. I mean, if there, you know, if that were me, it'd be concerned. What's going on? You don't want your kid falling behind. I mean, this guy was like, hey, I don't care. And I'll show you how much I don't care. And stop bothering me with this nonsense.
I mean, if Sabrina's, she's in second grade now?
First grade.
First grade teacher, you know, sends home a bad report card. You know, Sabrina's not behaving. She's really a disruptor in the class. And then you could just take a picture of your Schween and send it back to the teacher.
I'm not doing that.
Figure it out.
I would never do that.
Tell the teacher to figure it out.
No.
As parents, you don't want any responsibility.
Yeah, well, that's what that guy did. Luckily, well, let's hope not a lot of people are doing that. By the way, Sabrina losing her first tooth, lost her first tooth yesterday. She was all fired up about that. Really loved that. With the tooth fairy and the whole thing. So she was.
How did the tooth pulling go?
We didn't do a pulling. It just
fell out?
Yeah, she was just moving it around, and all of a sudden she was like, oh, there it is.
Wow.
So, yeah. Yeah, I was gonna, you know, do the whole thing with a string and then a pitching wedge, and I was going to.
You should have done that. That would have been awesome content.
But she was, I actually pitched it to her, and I said, what do you think about this? She goes, no, I don't want to do that, Daddy. It's going to hurt. I said, okay, we won't do that. We'll just let it come out naturally. But it's amazing. Like, The thing that I realized when that happened, though, it's just like the innocence and the things that the kid enjoy and get excited about, like, so much is like you can never recreate that.
Nope.
Ever. It, you know,
it's the first time for everything.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, in your adult life, it's very, very hard to ever get that back. I mean, how excited she was and the laughing, and she had to call everybody. You know, she called everybody on FaceTime. You know, she called my parents. She called Gina's mom. She called her two aunts. You know, it's showing everybody on FaceTime. And I'm just like, it just was, I don't know, just one of those moments that was fun and special. And I'm like, man, like, just, you could bottle that up somehow and turn it into a drug that an adult could take, you know, at some point. I mean, wouldn't that be great? You know? But you can't.
What if she scores her first goal? That's going to be awesome.
She scored a goal in the past.
Oh, she did?
Yeah, she has. Not this year, but in years past, she has, yeah.
In years past, she's seven years old.
Well, she was, yeah, this is her third year playing soccer.
Okay.
Yeah, so the last 2 years, she scored a goal in each of the previous two seasons.
When's her next game?
Sunday.
Sunday.
Yeah, Sunday.
We got these kids in line?
I'm going to pass on that.
Okay.
You know,
I need me to come out there and run some drills.
No. I should have talked to you off the air about that.
Okay, sorry about that.
Okay. Gonna leave that alone.
So first thing we're starting is with gassers. Remember gassers back in the day?
I do remember gassers.
Those are the worst.
They were terrible. Practice. Yeah. So the way that we did them, I'm sure, I don't know, it's probably similar, but it wasn't lengthwise, it was widthwise.
Widthwise, yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Back and forth.
Four times.
Yep.
200 yards.
Yep. Someone would always puke.
Yes.
You know?
It'd be hot. They wouldn't give us any water.
Yeah, you would do that. You would definitely do that early on to get in shape. If the coaches felt like you weren't in shape, then they would hammer you with that early on.
Oh, that's the point. I mean, they want toughness. They want discipline. And they want to make sure that you are an all-in type of guy. If you're not, you're out.
Yep. Yeah, but that puking during the summertime practices was just a rite of passage, you know?
Well, I never did.
Yeah, I don't remember puking, but everybody seemed to, like, there was a few every practice. Every practice, it was somebody who was puking.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
You don't remember people puking?
No, I always felt like our guys were ready to rock and roll.
Okay.
Well, we were like a step ahead of every one of you guys.
Maybe.
At least I was prepared.
Yeah, no, we were prepared too. We just
working,
had a couple
working
guys
out in the off season, lifting weights during the summer, captain's practice, running, cutting no corners.
Yeah.
It's how a bunch of short guys with bad haircuts ended up winning a lot of football games.
Steve and Jackson, what's going on, Steve?
Hey, guys. Love your show.
Thanks, man.
What's happening, Steve?
Nothing much, guys. We got a guy at work that's got that gentleman sitting on the edge of the bed with the Schween hanging out. He's had the silhouette of that on his taillights for almost 2 months now and hasn't even noticed.
Who put him there?
One of the guys got him, checks his truck almost every shift, and he has not noticed yet. So let's see how long we can keep this going.
That is great.
Obviously,
Steve.
Nobody has said anything to him. It hasn't been pulled over.
Well, right, of course, yeah. Boys being boys.
Truckers being truckers.
Yeah, I know. Man, I got to do that to somebody. That's a good idea. How do you find that silhouette sticker somewhere?
Oh, I'm sure it's at a car wash.
Probably, yeah.
Right, you know, when you go to the car wash, you go walking through like a whole bunch of crap you don't need, but you end up buying it.
Yeah, I mean, that's almost, you're right. Car washes definitely have a lot of crap, but that's almost anywhere. Like 7-Eleven's got a bunch of crap you don't need that's just sitting around there.
I go to a five-star car wash in Manhasset. It's called American, All American.
All American.
You walk through there, man, it's like you got to have like 7 or 8, 9 different things. He's got kids' toys in there. He's got all sorts of, you know, cleaning products for the inside of your car, the outside of your car. They got the air freshener.
Yeah.
You know, it's all of that stuff.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, if you bring the kid in
get some
there,
ice cream, you get some free coffee.
It's perfect.
You have old-time candy. He's got old-time candy in there. Wow.
I noticed a lot of car washes go with that American theme around, like all-American freedom car wash. You know, like stuff like that. Like, I don't know, around Long Island, Suffolk County, a lot of the car washes are like very, like,
pro-American,
yeah,
patriotic.
Patriotic car washes.
Yeah.
When you said that.
Well, I know the guy that owns the All-American. I know he's a patriot.
Yeah.
100% run through. He's a business owner.
Yeah.
He's trying to make money.
Damn right.
Got to pay taxes. Got to pay insurance.
Right.
Trying to do it the right way.
Right. F the rest of his car wash.
Not screwing everybody over and frauding everybody.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre packs starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Let's get right to Jerry here. He's got a ton of sports for us. What's up, Jerry?
Yeah, last night at Citi Field, Mets and Marlins. The Mets looking for a fifth straight win and getting it done.
And the 2-0 to Taylor. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. Base hit center field. Siri hits third. He's on the way home. Myers throw to the plate. On one hop, the slide. Safe at the plate. Siri scores. Holding it first with a single and a run batted in is Tyrone Taylor. And the Mets have a 2-0 lead. Nice.
Hi, I'm Howie Rose.
Hi, Howie. It's actually nice to have some guys that could run on this
team. Yeah, very much so.
You know, that's another piece of this whole thing. And I wonder, I'm assuming that David Stearns was thinking about that. You know, like, we got to get a little bit faster. We got to be a little bit more athletic in certain areas. Maybe we might not be as good offensively at bat in those areas, but if we can get these guys on base, they'll score runs like that.
He takes in everything into account: speed, five tools, defense. You know what I'm saying? He's one of the great baseball nerds in the game, man. He's combing through every single stat.
But again, it's a sign of competitiveness when you're winning games like this, and you have plays like this where you know he's so fast that there was no way they were going to throw him out.
Juan Soto had an RBI double in the third that accounted for the scoring. Kodai Senga kept the Marlins scoreless through five. That was it for him. Although Carlos Mendoza says we really were just playing it safe.
It's still early. I think he could go back out for the six, but where we at as far as like pitch count and. You know, I thought it was solid 5 innings.
And then the bullpen continues to be, it's early, it's only 10 or 11 games, but they are the best in baseball through this first week and a half, almost 2 weeks of the season. You had Young, Buto, and Stanek, 4 scoreless. And then there's Francisco Lindor, who 1,500 career hits now. He had 3 of them last night. He says, just doing what I have to do, including the bunt base hit that we saw pushed down the third base line.
I'm just trying to get on base. I have Juan Soto and Pete Alonso behind me, and they're having a good year so far. And just make something happen, you know, make something happen, and they've been giving it to me. So I just got to get it done.
And he did get it done. And the third inning was the bunt, and then he came around to score on the Soto RBI double. The game moved up today to 4:10 on Mets Odyssey Radio. Clay Holmes taking on Connor Gillespie. As for the Yankees, well, they lost to the Tigers, 6-2 in Detroit. Andy Ibañez, a 3-run homer in the third off of Carlos Rodon, who then gave up a 2-run single to Justin Henry Molloy in the fifth. There was some positives, and that would take us to our thriving player of the game, brought to you by Thrivewell Infusion, and it would be because he drove in really, I know they scored one late, but their only run was Aaron Judge.
Judge entering today at 324, 6 homers and 17 runs batted in. Here's the 0-1, and the pitch, swung on, hit, left side into left field, coming around as Grisham, he'll score. Rice will hold it second. Judge with an RBI.
And at that point, it made it 3-1, but they did wind up losing 6-2. Our Yankees thriving player of the game, brought to you by Thrivewell, New York's premier infusion and injection center, saving lives drip by drip. Visit ThrivewellInfusion.com. But this was not a good game overall, because you had Cabrera's error at third. Chisholm made a terrible throw on what could have been a double play ball at second. You had Ben Rice getting picked off third early on after he had tripled. It was Rice.
Yeah, it doesn't feel good. Now we learn from it and we just move on.
All right, but so what happened?
Yeah, it's just poor base running. Being a little too aggressive, getting caught on my front foot, a little too open, and he was able to pick me off.
The hell of a throw by the catcher, that was quick.
That was quick, and that was close, man.
Very close.
That was really close.
I was waiting for a challenge, and they never challenged it. So you've got another day game. It'll be 1:10 this afternoon. Carlos Carrasco against Skubal, 6:60 a.m. with the game coverage at 12:30.
So, bit of a mismatch?
No.
Maybe, but that's why they play the games, G. Hmm. You would certainly, well, they even said, like, going into, maybe it was John Flaherty that said, you got Skubal on deck, want to go out and get this one, and then they didn't.
Yeah, well, so. The thing about it is, G, they get paid to play 162 games.
Yeah.
So you might heard as well that. Play it. You know, it's on the schedule.
Got to play it.
Why not play two?
The Dodgers lost to the Nationals 6-4, but earlier in the day, they did enjoy a trip to the White House, so I got a couple of clips here. Oh, they're on the longer side. The Dodgers got quite, if you see the video, the Dodgers that are behind President Trump got quite the chuckle out of the president when he said this.
We have a couple of senators here. I just don't particularly like them, so I won't introduce. Over the course of this amazing season, the members of this team.
Then he turns and says something to the Dodgers behind him.
Yeah, I didn't think it was that big a deal, actually.
It's Washington. It's Washington. They got a big chuckle out of it. Here was Dave Roberts on the trip overall.
It was really special.
I hope we get to do it again next year and go to the White House and celebrate a previous championship. So, yeah, it was great. The president was very generous with his time. And as I'm sure you guys heard, we had an opportunity to go to the Oval Office as well. And that's just something that, you know, you only dream of, an opportunity to go to the White House.
And Shohei Ohtani was shown in the overall. He's taking pictures of the smile was ear to ear. So it was kind of cool. But then they went out and lost to the Nationals 6-4. All right, we get to the college basketball from last night. The season ends this way as Florida beat Houston.
5 seconds to Sharp. Top of the key. Lost the dribble. He's got to pick it up. It's scooped up by Condon. Condon secures it. And Florida found a way from 12 down to the school's third national championship in men's basketball.
That was,
that was a great play by Clayton, that point guard for Florida. Mm-hmm. Like the defensive play to fight through the picks and everything and to get into Sharp's way to keep him from shooting. That was a hell of a play.
How about those two teams combined? 71-9 this season.
That's pretty good.
Not too bad. But it is Florida that wins at 65-63. Todd Golden, now the youngest to win a national championship in a very long time since Jim Valvano. Golden is 39.
I'm just a piece of this puzzle. You know, I've been able to put together incredible staff and recruit great student athletes over these last 3 years. And, you know, we've stayed the course all year and worked really hard. And
they got the job done.
Did he say student-athletes?
Some of them still use those terms.
Yep. Here you see where Rick Pitino's complaining that in the offseason during the summer, he can only have 4 hours of contact with his players. And he basically came out and said, look, they're professional players. Can we treat them like that?
Yeah. I mean, I wholeheartedly agree.
And I think the kids want to be on the practice field, on the court, and they want to be practicing. They want to be around the coach. They want to learn the system. They want to be ramped up and ready to go.
What do you have to qualify? If they go to class in the fall,
just to remain eligible, you're talking about?
Yeah. Do they have to continue to go in the spring? Or once they go in the fall, they've completed a semester, and theoretically they've done what they have to do. I don't know the answer.
Well,
to that.
Remember, you know, the basketball, the way if you have two semester schools as opposed to trimesters, you're in both semesters.
Oh, so you could have
a fall semester and you're in a winter semester. I'm assuming if it was like when I went to school, you have to.
Well, it was like some of these guys are 24 years old. How many classes are they possibly signing up for?
Jerry.
I understand, but how many?
I don't know how many grad classes they actually have to go to. I don't know if there is a rule where if you sign a 25-year-old kid, man that is in grad school, maybe he could take one class. I have no idea.
There is very few places that are holding these kids to the standards academically. I mean, come on.
But this, what the NCAA needs to kind of calm all this stuff down and to somehow regulate some of it. Now, I'm anti-regulation. You know that. I'm all about the free market, and the free market is speaking, especially when it comes to these transfer portal. But until they get a congressional oversight and some sort of law to dictate as to what the NCAA can do and can control, it's going to be the wild, wild west because every state is different.
Well, this federal settlement is supposed, this lawsuit is supposed to be coming to conclusion soon. I was reading they were trying to put a $20.3 million cap
for the next 10 years.
Yeah. But I don't know who's going to.
And the school's got to come up with that money. And I'm assuming that they're going to take it from, you know, their TV contracts and their...
Don't know.
You know, the bigger the... What's the word I'm looking for? The bigger the division, okay? So the Big Ten conference, the bigger the conference, the more money each team should be making because of the TV deals. And that money coming in is not only paying for a bloated athletic department and an overpaid coach and overpaid AD, but they're also going to have to share part of that money with the students, how they see fit, and how they break it up within the athletic departments of these teams.
And it's not necessarily fair to negotiate or figure out a salary cap without a players' association.
Yeah, there's no union representing the players. It's crazy.
NBA tonight, you got the Knicks and the Celtics. Nets play the Pelicans as well. J.J. Watt was on something called the Goat Talk podcast. I think that's what it's called. I don't know. So we know he's leaving the studio. He's going to be out at the stadiums as an analyst. I don't know if he was talking necessarily about the current job he had on the NFL Today or if he's talking about what he's going to have to do now from the booth, but here he was talking about being an analyst, I suppose.
I have a very difficult time criticizing guys because, like, I was on the field. Like, I know, like, you got a guy who's breaking down film and he's drawing up the plays and you're like, that's not my assignment. That's not my job. And you just threw all this blame on me on national TV. So I never want to be that guy.
But then he went on to say how much he loves doing it and loves the job and loves being around the game. So I don't know.
And be a cheerleader. You got it. You got to see, you know, call it like you see it. If somebody like Evan Neal keeps falling down on the line of scrimmage, you got to show it. You got to say this guy's obviously not doing his job.
Well, he said he had a tough time criticizing guys, but then gave an example of how someone might have criticized him unfairly. So maybe when...
Yeah, we all have been criticized
so unfairly. Maybe what he's saying is, I'll criticize a guy if he deserves it.
Yeah.
But I'm certainly not going to be just ripping everybody.
Especially if he's not sure.
Yeah.
And then you had this New Heights podcast. I know you referenced this already, and we played the King Missile song before. So this is how this whole detachable penis thing came up. Jason Kelce, I think, was reading a viewer question or a listener question, and he posed it to his brother.
Note him questions. If you could make one of your body parts detachable, which would it be and why? I'll wait for you to answer first.
Maybe my ears, so I wouldn't have to hear people.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Nose.
You're going senses.
Yeah.
And this is where we got to where we got.
I mean, if we're being honest, it usually just gets in the way.
Jason.
It's an inconvenient appendage. It just gets in the way sometimes. You know what I mean? Like, if you're running, you got to think there'd be less friction without that in between your legs trying to play sports, right?
No. I don't think about it. It doesn't bother me at all.
Okay, so then we take it one step further where we really start talking about what they're discussing and their father gets brought into this.
What did Dad used to say? You'd lose your dick if it wasn't attached. I think it's what Dad used to tell us.
He used to tell me that all the time.
Maybe that's where I thought of this immediately. You're right, Dad. I don't want it to be detachable because I would lose that motherfucker.
Jason, you of all people, your dick would be like in the car in a sock.
Damn it.
He's lost in a bat of chili.
Yeah, you're right. We don't want that to be detachable. It's got to stay on. I'm not responsible enough to have a detachable dick.
I was thinking about this while they were talking about it.
Wow.
And I used to be great without losing, like, my phone, wallet, keys. I used to be great with that. For the last couple of years, I can't find them. I don't know where they are. I don't know what's happening. I actually, during the trip down to Florida, I actually threw my wallet out into the garbage for some reason.
Did you really?
Yeah. I don't know why or how. Was looking for it. It was in the garbage in the bathroom. And I said, okay, well, I don't know how this ended up there. But, yeah, so I'm sort of the same way. Like, I wouldn't detach anything. Well, maybe like a leg, because it would be a tough thing to lose if I had to.
Yeah, but then you couldn't play golf. I guess you could. You'd have to learn how to...
No, I'd only detach it, like, when I do things that I want. Hey, can you go to the supermarket for me today? My leg's off. Sorry, can't do it. Something like that. But, of course, that's, you know, I'd put it back to do the things I want to do. But
be Boomer and IHOP.
Yeah, I would not have a detachable penis, I don't think. Jerry?
No, I'm good. No. I did see, which was fascinating yesterday, a couple walking their dog that didn't have two hind legs. It had little wheels, like a harness attached to it, and it was on its front. It was cute.
Yeah, I've seen some of that.
I think a lot of people probably put the dog down. They went the extra mile, and they got the dog almost like a wheelchair harness.
So you're saying that the dog lost its back legs, had a harness.
Yeah.
And somehow, some way, that's cute.
I thought it was, yeah, the fact that they didn't put it down and they saved its life and it looked happy as it was walking on its two front legs and then rolling on the back. I thought it was, kind of sweet.
Yeah.
I mean, you've had dogs.
Yes.
You want to put it down if there's a way to keep it going?
It's the hardest thing that I've ever had to do in my life.
Yes, it is. But I said if you had an option to keep it going, I think you'd probably keep it going.
If you could. And right. You don't know if the dog was born deformed or whether or not the dog had to have its rear legs removed.
Correct. Maybe got hit by a car. Who knows? Certainly possible.
Whimsy loses her back legs, Al. You getting that wheelchair thing?
Oh, I don't know what kind of quality of life that is.
See you, Whimsy.
Oh, man.
I see a lot of greyhounds with three legs because they get bone cancer in their legs. They can still move real. If dogs adapt pretty quickly to three legs.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of three-legged dogs.
Yeah.
I don't see a lot of two-legged dogs with the wheels, but a lot of three-legged dogs. So yeah, they figure out how to do it.
What?
You look at it.
I don't know. I'm just, it's amazing some of the conversations that we delve into. I just don't know where they come from. I don't know how it gets started.
Life experience. I saw this little puppy walking down the street yesterday. And then you were talking about a detachable penis. I was thinking about detachable legs and the whole thing.
There you go.
That's kind of where we're at. If you'd rather, I can just play this all morning.
Down low, Gensel, pass across, they score. Third power play goals in the game. Scored by the Lightning, Braden Point with his second of the game and his 41st goal of the season. And the Lightning with three power play goals lead it 4-1.
That's a ticked off Sam Rosen on MSG.
It is.
I need
they're not going to
the Rangers to be eliminated. The end.
Well, we're close.
We're very close. But, you know, if you watch the Tampa Bay Lightning, how they move the puck around and then go to the net on the power play, that's exactly – the Rangers should just watch those films and watch what they do and try to recreate that to get their power play mojo back that they had the last 3 years.
You want torch back?
Stagnant. They're all just standing there, and it's just
– You want torch back?
No. It's time to move on. Move on from everybody, actually.
Devils, Bruins tonight, Islanders in Nashville.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Coming up in 10 minutes, we'll talk about some of the latest draft rumors and whether or not we believe them or not as we inch closer to the NFL draft. Baseball games, Mets and Yankees moved up because of weather and not because of rain, which is interesting because we have called for many years for baseball to be ahead of these things. When you see rain in the forecast, they say, why don't we move the game time up? Why don't you play two on a Friday when Saturday looks like a terrible forecast? And they never seem to do it, but now they're moving it up because of temperature.
You know, I think it's smart that they're doing that. They want to make it a little bit more comfortable, but there'll be a lot of fans that will be complaining about it because they bought tickets for the night game, not for the day game. And I think they move it as far back in the afternoon as they possibly can to maybe give those people that had the tickets for the night game to be able to make it still and maybe leave work a little bit early or, you know, get out of school or if there's an after school program or something that the kids are in. and you could still get them to the game. So I think that they're trying to do that. Look, this is all common sense.
Yeah.
But you also have to realize, especially when you're dealing with the weekend games, some people buy weekend games simply because they know that weekend they're going to be in town. So it's for the out-of-town ticket holders as well as for the in-town ticket holders.
Yeah, I believe the Mets are giving vouchers out to those who are upset with the fact that they moved the game up and maybe can't make it to any Monday through Friday game or weekday game. For the rest of the season, so they're at least taking care of the fans.
Well, that's good.
You
try to do customer service the best you can. You want to give everybody an opportunity to enjoy the game, enjoy the environment, but who wants to be sitting there when it's 40 degrees and windy?
Nobody. I mean, but that's what we've done for the rest. I mean, the rest of our lives.
They're finally adjusting that, and I don't. It may have something to do with the RSNs. It may have something to do with the lack of media involvement in these things. But I also think that the Major League Baseball office is realizing, let's be about as reasonable about this as we possibly can be.
Yeah, I mean, I do think that is a storyline in this that is getting unnoticed a little bit. The fact that, you know, the fact that you can move these games around so easily without TV partners being all that upset about it just lets you know where Major League Baseball and television is right now, where you'd never see anything like that in the NFL. But, hey, for us, selfishly, give me a 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 1 o'clock game every day of the week.
Especially when we have Knicks Celtics tonight.
That's right. And, you know, I've said for the entire year that, yeah, it's a little bit concerning they can't beat these good teams, of course. I mean, you want to see them compete, and some of these, they've been lopsided scores. But, you know, they've had games where, you know, Jalen Brunson hasn't played, you know, Mitchell Robinson wasn't back, you know, whatever it may be, there was always an excuse here or there. You know, this game, with all of them healthy, even though Jalen Brunson's only been back for one game, if they get blown out tonight, then I'm going to get a little bit upset.
Well, and there's
this close to the playoffs.
There's two things that the Knicks don't do well, and that both Cleveland and Boston do really well. And that is on offense. And the Knicks have trouble, for whatever reason, stopping the pick and roll. Seems like the easiest thing in the world to work on because it's been around for 1,000 years. And number two, they're not a great defensive team when it comes to shooting threes. And what did the Boston Celtics do just about as good as anybody in the NBA?
Well, yeah, three-point shooting.
And then, and for whatever reason, on the Knicks' offensive side of the ball, for whatever reason, I don't want to be, you know, doom and gloom here, but when they're playing these top teams, Cleveland, Boston, OKC, you know, maybe the Lakers when they got Luka and everything else, their shooting goes haywire. They don't shoot well. And when you look back at the games, you see that they don't shoot well against these really good teams. Now, when they play teams like Milwaukee and Atlanta and Detroit and Indiana, and, you know, and they're right in that mix with those teams, They beat them because they shoot well. But when they play these top-tier teams, they haven't shot well in those games. And it's as simple as that.
Yeah, as we joke around with, as people always say, make or miss league, but it certainly can be. And I think that all the momentum that Knicks fans want going into the playoffs can start, you know, with a really competitive game and a win tonight. I mean, that would be all the fans that are down on the fact you can't beat the Celtics, you run into them in the second round, it's going to be curtains. You beat them tonight, and then you have an impressive first-round series against what we think is going to be Detroit, then all that stuff goes away. Then, all right, let's go. Now we got playoff games at the Garden. We got to win all of those and then steal one, you know, in Boston, and anything can happen type
of
stuff.
All right, so I have a question for you.
Yeah.
You know, there are rumblings. You know, the NBA always has rumblings. And the big rumbling for next year, depending on how deep the Knicks can go in the playoffs this year with this group, there's always going to be tweaks. There's always going to be changes to every roster. You have to find the right fit, the right guys that believe in the coach, believe in the system. We all know that. There are all these conversations about potentially Kevin Durant coming to the Knicks.
No. I mean, I've heard that, and Giannis, they took their big swings. I mean, this is the thing that the Knicks waited around for a long time and sat on those picks for a long time. Then they used most of those picks to get Mikal Bridges. And then they took their next big swing with Karl Anthony Towns. You got to think about all the trades they have made to get to this point, how much turnover they have. This is the team that they thought was going to put them in a spot to win a championship. So now we're talking about adding other guys like Kevin Durant or Giannis. I just don't.
If you had a choice between Giannis and Kevin Durant.
Well, I mean, come on. If you had a choice, that's one of the sillier questions you've ever asked me. I mean, Giannis is a young superstar. Kevin Durant's on the back end of his career and essentially a guy who goes places now and then makes the franchises go in the toilet after he left Golden State. So, I mean, it's not even a question. It's not even close. It's 100 out of 100. 100 times.
All right.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Train to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Train to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.